This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About the day. It's time to get into a discussion of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are going on. You are not immune to the world around you, so we're here to bring it to you in as cogent a style as possible on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria has the trending story, so let's find out, Victoria, what you have found to be of interest and import.
Well, that Southwest Airlines emergency landing, that story seems to just keep building now. There has been one death. The woman's name has been announced. It was Jennifer Reardon. She's 43 years old. She was on her way back home to Albuquerque, New Mexico, when this issue happened. So what happened was the plane, it was Southwest Airlines, took off from LaGuardia in New York, and 20 minutes into the flight, they had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia because one of the engines blew. But it literally, the shrapnel came off of the engine. It looks like it was just shredded. And part of that shrapnel hit one of the windows where Jennifer Reardon was sitting. And so the window was blown out, and other passengers reported seeing part of her body, her limbs, and her hair being sucked out of the window. And so other passengers dove into the situation to pull, make sure she didn't go out the window, but they tried plugging up the hole with coats and anything they could find on board, which that didn't really work. So it's a very bizarre story how this happened. But the NTSB is, of course, investigating, and they say this is the first death on a U.S. major airline in over 10 years.
Yeah. So here's the story behind the story. Exactly the same thing happened to that engine as happened to the United flight some 25, 30 years ago, the DC-10, the back engine. It was a TriStar DC-10. The engine, how many people remember this or have read about it? The engine literally blew apart on the plane because one of the fans, you know how a jet engine functions, not to get too much into the weeds, but jet engines function by sucking air into, they create a vacuum, and it sucks the air in to the engine to create the thrust. So one of the engine's fans are made out of a high carbon steel. And if the engines are not properly inspected, or inspected well enough, or these micro teeny weeny fractures happen in the fin. You can't really see them. You need to use special tools, which they have, and that engine probably has not. It's the most popular engine in the world. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of those engines used on airplanes just like that all over the world. But you have to, the engine fatigue, if you want to call it that, or the fatigue of the steel that and the carbon that's used to make these things is very strong, but there are opportunities for it to crack and weaken and not.
Apparently it was inspected on Sunday, not to the extent that it should have been, I guess. And I guess you probably know more about planes than the rest of us, but I guess there's a little ring that holds the fan together, or that's supposed to, if the engine blows off, that's supposed to stop the fan from separating. And
it failed.
And it failed. So I don't know if this is a situation where the people who inspect it just get so accustomed to inspecting it that they kind of just look it over and think, okay, yeah, it looks like how it usually does.
They said one of the fan blades was missing, though.
Because it flew out.
Missing because it blew apart.
Yeah.
No, I think it was missing. Well, I don't know. The NTSB chairman said that one of the 24 fan blades was missing, and I don't know if that was before or after.
No, it's after. It wouldn't have been missing. They couldn't have really. The plane would have been, if you understand the concept of balance, like if you have, how many cylinders in your car, Victoria?
Six-cylinder
engine? Okay. So if one of them fouls out and you're only running on five, the engine will be out of balance and it'll run rough and you'll feel it. Same thing would be true. These engines are so well built. They cost, these engines cost about 12, 14 million bucks a piece. So they are highly precise and engineered to the nth degree. So if something were out of whack like that, the engine, you would have felt it when you started up the engine.
Well, this is a pretty immediate thing. I don't know. Yeah. I would defer to you, Doug, because you know about these planes more than I think I do. But this happened right away. They left LaGuardia going to Dallas, and they landed in Philadelphia?
It happened, but it happened at, they were at 32,000 feet when it occurred. And so it wouldn't have shown, she wouldn't have gotten, the pilot is a lady from, I think she's from New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, highly touted, highly skilled, highly trained, and the passengers said that she was the hero because she got the plane to the ground. There are plenty of scenarios in which this plane would have gone down like a rock if she didn't know what she was doing. Shut the engine
down. It's amazing that not more people died. Looking at the wreckage, really did an amazing job.
Yeah, and I'm reading the fan did break off at 30,000 feet, and that's what I was saying, is there's a ring that's supposed to keep it in place, and it didn't, and so it broke off in the air. But you guys are right, looking at all the pictures, and of course, it's funny in this day and age where people can take pictures of, you know, they're sitting there with their, you know, little oxygen masks on and taking pictures of it and sending it to people. But listening to the reports of everyone on board, they were terrified that scary. They were all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
So they're lucky that they didn't.
There are people saying they tried to buy Wi-Fi just so they had communication with the outside world to say goodbye. Like, that's terrifying.
Well, but again, if you've got somebody who knows how to fly, these sorts of things are manageable. Again, I make reference to the DC-10 that was flying over Sioux City, Iowa, when its fan blade broke and it tore the engine apart, pulled it off the plane. So there wasn't anything. The TriStar, the upper tail, upper wing, upper stabilizer just went with the engine, blew off. And all the hydraulic fluid went with it. They're lucky they didn't lose the hydraulic fluid on this plane because at least it was maneuverable. But this pilot, obviously very seasoned and very much in charge and in control of getting the plane to the ground. So, yeah, it is. It's fortunate that something like this didn't end up being much more of a disaster than it was. And so Southwest has a good, all the major airlines now have really very good flight records. It's interesting, yesterday we were talking about Allegiant Air and them putting up a big stink about the 60 Minutes piece that was on Sunday night. There's a certain amount of confluence here, synchronicity, if you will. I think that if there is a problem to be had in a circumstance like this, that plane was only 17 years old, I say only. Most of the Boeing planes last 30, 35 years. That plane is probably about halfway through its useful life. The engines come off all the time when they do a major, what they call a G, on these planes. They take the engines off and they put new ones on. They rebuild them. And that happens about once a year. Remember, well, in Southwest's case, more unusual because the planes are more under stress because they're more of an up and down airline, and most all the planes are, there's no long haul, there's no such thing as long haul with Southwest. This is probably the longest haul that they would do, a trip like LaGuardia to Dallas, something like that. You don't fly from the East Coast to the West Coast on a straight shot with Southwest. So anyway, the people reacted well. They didn't go bananas. They got scared, but they acted in the best interest of this woman. This woman was pronounced dead, I believe, on the scene or at the hospital, but she was, for all purposes, dead.
Yeah, there was a nurse on board who tried to do CPR, and it was too late.
When you're at 32,000 feet and you lose oxygen like that, and the pressure outside, you know, you talk about, you don't really, if you're flying, you don't really sense or feel the pressurization because it's gradual as the plane goes up. But when you lose it, it's something like that. The outside pressure is so much lower. The higher you get, the less pressure there is outside. So the inside pressure is going to try to equalize with the outside pressure in an aerodynamic way. And so that's why you see these things in movies, you know, snakes on a plane or whatever the foolish movie is that you see. Somebody shoots out the window or the window breaks. All of those depictions are right. Everything in the plane gets sucked outside. And so the fact that she went from 32,000 feet to 10,000 feet in a couple of minutes, that wasn't probably great on the ears of the people that are in the plane, but at least they're all alive to talk about it, except for this lady who was sitting, unfortunately, next to the window. So, but
and
really,
over the wing, where they always say is the safest place to sit.
Yeah.
Not with the shrapnel coming.
I know, right?
Yeah. So the other thing that probably you have on the top of your list there, Victoria, is the passing of Barbara Bush at the age of 92.
Yep, very sad. She passed away last night at the age of 92 after yesterday we were talking about her unofficially making a statement that she was going to refuse any further treatment.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone really expected her to go that quickly.
She was a hot ticket, man.
The reporting was she was drinking bourbon earlier in the day.
Hey, you know, that's the right way to go.
She was a very unique lady, served well in lots of capacities. I always had a lot of regard for her. I think the way she handled the family, whether she was tougher than the old man and tougher than the kids. So they all came to her. She's like a rock. And to the point where did you read the tribute from Bill Clinton?
No.
I thought was very interesting. Well, the Clintons, you remember, Bill Clinton ran against George Bush, the father, and defeated him in 2000. And so there was a lot of bad blood, especially with the kids. George, the old man, was pretty philosophical about it. But somehow or other, in the ensuing years, they got together and they became very, very good friends. One of the things Clinton says in his epitaph of her is he will miss his weekends in Maine over the summertime when they would go up and spend time. They became very, very close. George and George the son and Bill are very close. It's really a very interesting thing to see the dynamics here of this. And so he paid very strong he had high regard, you can tell by reading it, and strong tributes to her. So I thought that was one of the most interesting tributes that you could see.
I think they liked Bill Clinton better than George W. did.
Well, that's what there were people who said that when they would see him all together. So anyway, good thoughts for Barbara Bush, who lived a very exciting and interesting and good and positive life. It's 19 after the hour. Here's something that is necessary for you to know if you're trying to get out of that timeshare that you've had. You can't, timeshares now cost about the same as a car payment. If you buy into something for 2 weeks a year or a month a year or 2 weeks a year, and that car payment goes on and on and on, whether you use the timeshare, whether you like the timeshare or you don't like the timeshare. So if you want to get out, the strong suggestion is that you reach out to Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me, when you're ready to leave the timeshare, these are the people to help. These are the people to call. 888-277-7245. Get out of the timeshare nightmare that you're having. You don't like it? Then you need to get out. Resort Release will do it. Give you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently will be able to walk away. 888-277-7245. Again, 888-277-7245.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds in his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
After the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria. Kara, our focus on television. Jennifer's going to go through the things that she thinks you'll find interesting. New shows on TV tonight. I saw Bull last night. It was another good, intriguing, well-written, well-produced. It's that show, one of those shows that you get into it and you stay with it. I was in a meeting and I made sure I got out in time to be home by 9 to watch the show. That's, what do they call it, appointment listening, I think. And, of course, the lady's going to say, well, why don't you DVR it, and why don't you take it and play it back when you want to watch it?
And your answer is not, I don't know how to DVR.
In real time. Here we are in the hen house, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Jennifer, tell us what's on TV tonight that's good.
No, well, we got to have you watch it, right, Dougie? No post show wrap ups like me. I was watching America's Next Top Model last night from 4 weeks ago. That's really? All right. Tonight, the season premiere of a show called Hollywood Darlings. That's on the Pop Network at 8 o'clock, and this takes ex-child stars Jodie Sweetin, Christine Lakin, and Beverly Mitchell, and they play fictionalized versions of themselves. And it shows how they first became besties on the eve of Y2K. So that's season premiere, 8 o'clock. Sounds kind of cute. Criminal Minds has their season finale tonight on CBS at 9. The Originals is brand new. The season premiere starts on the CW at 9. And then, Dougie, you and I both like Designated Survivor with Kiefer, yes, Sutherland on ABC. Tonight, if you haven't watched in a while, catch it, because Michael J. Fox is joining for a 5-episode right. series arc. He's going to play...
Spoiler. He's going to play the same character he played on Good Housewives.
He's playing Robert Mueller, essentially. He's investigating whether Trump is capable of being of being president. So he's a special lawyer there. You can check that out, Designated Survivor at 10. Victoria and I will be watching The Wine Show tonight. Mm-hmm. That's on Ovation. It's the network premiere of this program with actors Matthew Good and Matthew Reese. They sip, swirl, and swallow all over the world in this docuseries. How about that? It's a fun show. I like it. Rounding things out on ABC, there's a new episode of Alex, Inc. and Designated Survivor. That's about all that's new on ABC tonight. CBS is all new with Survivor and, of course, that two-hour season finale of Criminal Minds. CW, Riverdale, and as I mentioned, the premiere of Originals on Fox, new episodes of Empire and Star. NBC, the top 24 artists are competing for the top 12 on The Voice, followed by Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Chicago PD.
All right, musically, it's 26 past the hour. Prince, once again, he's gone, but he's not gone. His unfinished memoir is going to be released. The this is a handwritten book. He was handwriting this story called Beautiful One prior to his death in 2016. He had a publishing deal, only managed to submit 50 pages before he died. According to the publishing people, Prince had been working with one of their authors on The Beautiful One. Work continued on the book after his death, with the author confident that it will be available in time for the holiday season. Oh, what a coincidence. The book may also feature reproductions of his longhand pages. That'd be a good touch, actually. When it was, if you're a Prince fan, that would mean a lot, I think, to a Prince fan, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would go a long way to helping sell the book. When it was first announced, The Beautiful One had been described as depicting, quote, an unconventional and poetic journey through Prince's life and his creative work. Both of those things are very apt descriptions of what this guy was all about. So, something to look forward to, and I'm sure we'll talk about it as we get to Christmas time. Here's something else people are talking about today. Apparently, Usher's home was robbed, and burglars stole $820,000 in cash and jewelry. Where in L.A. does she live? You know, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Beverly Hills?
Probably. Don't know. Oh, it's a safe bet.
His estranged wife, Grace, reported the break-in to the police. According to the housekeeper, when the lady of the house arrived that morning, she discovered a footprint on the second floor, a handprint on the pillow in the lower floor, and curtains. And that's really...
handprint on the pillow?
Yeah.
That's a dirty hand.
Yeah.
That's gross.
But it's spooky, too.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So the housekeeper went to check the box where security camera footage was kept. She noticed the recording box was missing. The wires were cut, so jewelry taken and cash and all that sort of thing. So
the weird thing is, who keeps $20,000 in cash by the bedstand?
Oh, me. No,
in the nightstand. Like, how weird is that?
Oh, yeah, we all do that.
$20,000. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good question, too. So that's that story at 28 after the hour in the DJ Beast. Oh, the story, Joe. You got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about
somebody else. The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my four C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Wednesday, 18th of April is upon us. Guess what, Jennifer? In a couple of days, we'll be two-thirds of the way by Friday. Two-thirds of the way through the month of April. All right. Today is National Animal Cracker Day. Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and I, and you can celebrate. Remember animal crackers?
Monkeys and rabbits eat the loot. But I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump.
Sounds like Shirley Temple. Is that Shirley Temple?
Animal crackers.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
It's a little blonde, curly-haired girl.
Shirley Temple.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. There's something culturally missing here. Anyway, circus animals, zoo animals. How many people have grown up on animal crackers? The lion, sure. The tiger, the bear, the elephant.
Oh, my.
Yes. Colored. And just a taste of sugar sweetness. Chocolate frosted varieties are available as well now. These things started back in the late 1800s, imported to our country from England. Matter of fact, back in 1902, animal crackers officially became known as Barnum's Animals. That's how I remember getting them at the circus, frankly, the first time I ever had them. familiar circus theme at Barnum & Bailey. The box with the string came out of the circus later that year in time for Christmas.
That. It came in a circus box, right?
Yeah. Big hit. And still around today. Who doesn't like animal crackers? My grandson Miles likes them.
Communists.
Communists don't like them. Right. It's un-American not to like animal crackers. Yum. That's cute. Nice. The passing of Barbara Bush we've been talking about and the tributes for her. It's one of those things is there's a, what do they call it, the bittersweet moment remembering her. And no matter what your political stripes, I think it's really, it's just interesting to look at her life, what she contributed, how unassuming. I saw a clip. I don't know. She was appearing before a group of children, and somehow or other, she was teasing herself about her clothing. Because all of the people who are highly visible had designer clothes, and she opened up the top of her suit and just, it was a paisley sort of thing, obviously, bought in an inexpensive store. But she was like that. And the Bushes had plenty of money. From a family, very well-to-do her. Let's see, well, I don't know, she came from New York, if memory serves me correctly, met George Bush when he was in, they were both in high school. They started dating, and they went quote-unquote steady. She was 19, he was 20. He went off to war as a pilot in World War II, and when he came back, I think they got married, and the rest of the story you pretty much know. But someone who would be in, when meeting her or reading about her, no matter which her stripes, you'd have a hard time not liking her. She brought you in. She's one of those people. And she was a really pretty good, I think, almost a perfect wife for somebody like George Bush, because she could take control. He ran the CIA, remember? And he was gone a lot. And he may have had a couple of escapes from reality with other women for a while. She, when she found out about it, I remember reading a story, it was pretty... she wasn't about to let go of George, but when she found out about the affair, she let him have it, I guess, in more ways than one. So he never wandered after that. But anyway, so the stories abound, and it's good to be able to remember somebody like that with a smile. As somebody else has passed, in other people news, those of you who recognize the voice of Carl Kasell, who was on NPR for a long, long time, passed away. He was he got Alzheimer's a couple of years ago. For those of you who are more recently to the scene, if you remember the show or know the show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, he was the announcer for a long time, and he retired, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. The prize for being on that show was to have Carl's voice do the answering machine. Here's a clip of what he sounded like on the
Hello,
air.
Hello, this is Carl Kasell. You may be thinking, wait, wait, isn't this Ryan's phone? Don't tell me I've dialed the wrong number. Well, I assure you, you have not. Leave whatever message you like, and Ryan will be sure to return your call. And have a wonderful day.
Yeah, that was the kind of stuff he did for the winner of the quiz. The voice was very recognizable. And he was actually the first voice on Morning Edition back in the 70s. He had a great career. Good, serious, solid newsman. Didn't want to be on television. Always liked just being on the radio. So his passing at the age of 84. Other people in the news. Steve Harvey is, he was on with Ellen yesterday. It's an interesting thing. Steve's got his own daytime talk program that in many markets appears against Ellen, even though Steve and Ellen are very close friends and they're in business together as producers of that, the little, what do they call, shorty star, what's the name of that?
Little Big Sean? Shots.
Little Big Shots, that's it. So anyway, he was teasing Kim Kardashian and Kanye West Family Feud appearances because he's the host. Let me see, how many shows can we think of? Steve Harvey hosts a morning show for 3 hours.
Yeah.
On a lot of urban stations around the country. It's a syndicated program. Does that live. Then he does a morning TV talk show that airs mid to late morning in most markets.
Steve Harvey Show. Yeah.
And he does a Family Feud, and they knock out those episodes. You know, they do five at a time, or more. He does that. He's doing that Star Time Saturday Night Show. What is it? Star Time at the Apollo?
Apollo, yeah.
Yeah. And he does this little Big Shots show that he and Ellen are producing. Anyway, so he was on Ellen to plug that show, and he revealed that the Kardashians originally set to play against Paris Hilton's family on Celebrity
Family
Feud.
That would have been amazing.
Yes. And this is a guy who lived in his car.
Yeah, he lived in his car. He had
he
came
knows
from, I believe he's from Cleveland, as a matter of fact. I'm pretty sure he's from Cleveland, has roots in Cleveland, and wanted to be, he was a stand-up person for a while. I think he was a truck driver, worked as a warehouse unloader on the docks, a lot of stuff. But he figured out this is what I wanted to do. And he comes across as so likable. I find myself, when I go to, if I'm clicking between channels at a certain time, I know Family Feud is on one of the local stations, I will watch it. Because he does it so casually, you can tell that he's flying it. You know, he's very good, but he's on autopilot. It's not like he's phoning it in, but he's always looking at the producer to know what to do next. But he plays it well. He's got great facial expressions. Anyway, so but you all of you know the Kardashian and Kanye West story more than I do, so you're probably better to tell the story. What actually
well, this
happened
will be,
here?
This will it hasn't aired yet.
Hasn't so aired yet? Oh,
no,
okay.
It will air in May. So he's promoting it now. This will be the most watched Family Feud episode in the history of the show, probably.
Really?
Yeah, because first of all, you never really see Kanye. He's very rarely on the Kardashian show, and if he is, he stays away from the cameras and he kind of hides in the background. And so the fact that Steve Harvey said that Kanye, this is his favorite show, is Family Feud, and that Kanye wanted to do this. So it's Kanye and his cousins and his family from the West side, and they're playing against the Kardashians and the Kris Jenner's side. So he said that his actual
IQ
quote was
a total about 18. In the
well, apparently, yeah, exactly. Kim, he said Kim didn't know anything.
Say that Kanye's probably pretty smart.
Well, it's funny because Ellen said, "How was Kanye with the questions?" And Steve's quote was, "Can I tell you something? Kanye was the best Family Feud celebrity panelist we've ever had on the show."
Really?
His people said to me, "Steve, this is the most Kanye has ever smiled since we've been working for him." Because Kanye is known to not smile a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this will definitely get, this is going to be a ratings diamond for them,
yeah,
for sure.
Good. All right, well, he deserves the accolades and the success. He's done a lot to bring himself around. It's interesting to see the friendship develop between him and Ellen, I think, also. All right, sports news time at 43 past the hour. Jennifer, your pal Tom Brady is in the news. What's his problem?
Yeah, for more reasons than one. I'm going to tell you this story in just a minute, but did you guys happen to see that Tom Brady was trending yesterday on Twitter?
No.
For the Stormy Daniels thing? Is that what you mean?
Yes. So Stormy Daniels went onto The View and released the sketch of the man who allegedly attacked her and threatened her to leave Trump alone. And Twitter went crazy because her sketch looked just like Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
The funny thing is, I didn't see the Tom Brady resemblance, but I thought it was hilarious that that's what people were saying.
Mm-hmm. It was very, very funny. Anyway, all right. So Tom Brady also in the news because he needs a new helmet, apparently. Outside of a few stray games during 2011 and 12, Tom Brady has worn the same football helmet during his 19-year career, and that'll need to change if the Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, plans on playing past the 2018 season. His helmet model, who knew they had model numbers, the Riddle VSR 4 and 9 others have been prohibited by the league and the league's Players Association because of the results of a study and the opinions of his biomechanical experts involved. The NFL and the Players Union will prohibit 10 helmet models from being worn by NFL players. Now, in previous seasons, NFL players could choose any helmet as long as the helmet passed current certification standards, but players who wore the prohibited helmets during last season will be allowed to continue to wear them in 2018, but not beyond that season. Brady switched over to this particular helmet for two games, or I'm sorry, the speed model helmet for two games during the 2012 season, but he didn't like it, and he went back to his original helmet. He will not have that option a year from now if he's still playing.
You know what's weird? I've been saying for years that Tom Brady's helmet always looks like it's sitting very high on his head. And, like, the whole back, like, the whole back of his head is from, what is it, that occipital bone down is exposed. And it always, and I don't know, I've always asked people about this, and even my own husband who's a sports producer, he's like, I don't know, maybe his head's just shaped weird. I said, no, there's something weird about that helmet. Well, it turns out it's almost 20 years old. That's why. And the weird thing is, if Giselle, his wife, is so concerned about his concussions, don't you think you should start with a new helmet? Right? Like, that makes no sense.
Padding anyway.
But that's the reason that these 10 helmets were outlawed, because they didn't pass the crash tests.
Mm-hmm.
Which
there
is,
you go.
Hello.
Where are the crash, what are those, do they call them, the crash car dummies?
Dummies.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago. In the focus here, Victoria, first baseman Anthony Rizzo, what's happening with him?
He is advocating for a shorter baseball season, which I'm not a baseball fan, so I'd be in favor of that. So I don't have to keep watching it 10 months out of the year. He said even if it means smaller paychecks, he's still behind it. He said, I think we'd play way too much baseball. And he said, yes, guys are going to take pay cuts, but we are playing this game for the money. But are we playing this game for the money, or do we love the game? I know it's both, but in the long run, it will make everything better if we shorten the season. He, of course, is also talking about the cold weather. Wrigley Field has been very, very cold. A lot of the games have been postponed because of, he said, I think playing in the cold sucks. I was thinking about this the other day. When you think of Cubs and Cardinals, you think of a beautiful Saturday at Wrigley Field. You don't think about playing in 20 degrees, but hello, it's April and it's still snowing. So.
Well, one of the things that I'm not, what do I know? I'm a baseball fan, sort of a casual fan, but I know that the cold's not good for your arm. So if you're a pitcher or a catcher and you got to heave the ball around, and outfielders, well, all of them. Yeah, there's a shortstop or any of the base players have to be able to move the ball fast. If you're on the cold, and cold's not good for your joints.
Yeah.
And so it really takes
a lot
toll
of the teams.
The
apparently, when the Cubs played the Braves on Saturday, they played in freezing rain. Yeah. And of course, the fans are not showing up for these games.
Yeah.
And so the players are kind of, both sides of those two were complaining to the league that they should have canceled the
these
game.
These players are such whiners. Give me a break. Are they going to take a pay cut if they play less games? No. They're going to want to play less games and make more money. Get to work, you sniveling jerks. Put on a jacket.
Yeah, you're in LA.
But the thing is, though, it doesn't matter. Baseball players don't move around a lot. So football players can layer up, but they sweat a lot. And baseball players do a lot of standing around. So
maybe they need to move a little more. But they're not going to take a pay cut. If they shorten the season, this is the truth. They just want to make more money per game.
All right, I got a tip for the baseball players. If you don't like the conditions under which you're working, go to ZipRecruiter.com /DJV for a new job. Look for a new job. Baseball players unite. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, just like everybody else who's looking for a job. You post your curriculum, if you will, all the things that are great in your review of your career. The ZipRecruiter folks are going to take that resume and they're going to put you together with somebody who really likes what you're doing and can forward your information on to the people who make decisions, and you'll advance your career. Pretty good deal, right? ZipRecruiter, used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter is easy to use. ZipRecruiter is different. ZipRecruiter is what you need in order to find a better job and to find a better employee. So bosses, go to ZipRecruiter.com free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV lets you in without having to pay for it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get yourself a new job. Use ZipRecruiter. You don't even have to go to ZipRecruiter. You just post on one of the job boards and ZipRecruiter will find you. That's the amazing part of how this software works. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJB Show. Victoria Keevan and Doug Steffen looking into what Microsoft has said about the new Windows 10 update. What's the launch date, or are we in no man's land here, Victoria?
Well, we're in a little bit of no man's land if you're a PC user. Microsoft was planning its next major Windows 10 update for this month. They had a code name called Redstone 4, but it got delayed at the last minute because they discovered it had a big bug in it. And so there's now, instead of issuing an update after the fact, which is kind of typical, Apple does that all the time, they rush the update out and then fix all the bugs later on. Microsoft is not doing that. They've actually built a whole new build of this update, and they think it might be out next month. And so Microsoft has not revealed the exact reason that the bug that was there, or they didn't even say how it was discovered at the last minute. You would normally discover these things in testing way earlier than right before the launch to the public. But it is interesting and very responsible. They're getting a lot of praise from tech writers that they're doing the right thing by not issuing a buggy update that's going to really annoy people.
Make a mess, yeah.
And then try to fix it later. And sometimes even later, the patches that they release have their own bugs in them. So Microsoft's definitely doing the right thing by waiting on this. And then they're also going to have the next major update, they say, by the end of the year. And so that would be the final update for Windows 10. Are you on Windows 10?
I am not. I'm on Windows 7.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this story doesn't apply to you.
I may be on 10 in California. I'm not sure because the email thing is different. But here I'm on 7, and it works. It's fine. I just get a kick out of, as you say, you know, patch it, fix it later. Reminds me of the government. Let's vote on it now. We'll fix it later.
That's exactly that how so many of these companies operate.
I will. You've convinced me, though, the next time I have a major blow up here, I'm going to replace the Mac stuff. I mean, the Microsoft stuff with Mac.
You will not regret it.
Yeah, I'll regret having to pay for it. Okay, 56 past the hour. Walmart is expanding delivery technology to save customers money and time. Let's catch up with that story.
The Geek Out.
The original big box retailer Walmart continues to innovate, keeping up with other modern retail experiences. Walmart is expanding their new pickup towers, essentially automated kiosks that allow you to place orders online and then pick up later at the store, but you don't have to stand in a line or engage with any of their famously charming workers. Once the order is placed, you just go to the big orange tower, scan your app, and seconds later, your order spits out. Walmart claims these towers are rolling out nationwide, and by the end of the year, they'll have them in 40% of their stores, giving customers a lot of savings on both time and cost. And yes, if you're wondering, you can even use pickup towers for large items as big as a flat-screen TV. I've got more about Walmart's pickup towers on Twitter, at TheGeekOut.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone. For their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
All right, let's keep moving here, Victoria, with a story about Netflix. And I think maybe the result of this, I can summarize it in one breath. Boo!
How's well, that? Well, not quite yet. But yeah. Netflix has had a really good week so far, and they have added more subscribers in this first quarter of this year than they expected to. And so, of course, everyone wonders, well, are the prices going to go up as a result of that? And Netflix's CEO, Reed Hastings, says, not yet. They are not going to raise prices yet. They did last fall. The prices went up $1 or $2 based on what your plan was. So now the basic plan is $10.99 a month, and the premium plan for 4K video is $13.99 a month. And so the interesting thing is, though, in the wake of all the Facebook data privacy issues and everything, the CEO of Netflix was asked about privacy issues for Netflix users, and he said that because they set up their business model is not ad-based, they're subscription-based, and he said that's not going to change anytime soon, which is great news because we won't have to look at ads. But he also says they don't have to collect user data, and that's a huge difference.
Huge.
So you're a lot safer on Netflix.
Huge. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
For you. As Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour on the, what is that, Wednesday DJB show. Got to get that right.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.